Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's Place to Talk.
Hip hip hooray, let's give a cheer. It's 9 a.m., the signal's clear. Our favorite host is in the chair. The Truman Show is on the air.
It's the Truman Show with Truman Jones. A look at the politics, news, sports, and people that are shaping Rutherford County.
The Truman Show is on the air. The Truman Show is on the air.
Now your host, Truman Jones.
Good morning, Rutherford County. We're going to have a special day, and I get to introduce the brand new sheriff of Rutherford County, and I am so honored to have everybody listen to a very special person, somebody I have a great deal of respect for, and somebody I have enjoyed knowing for many, many years, Mr. Mike Fitchew. Son of Steve and Ann Fitchew.
True.
And brother of Robbie Fitchew Jones.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned her.
I was going to. I was not going to miss that one.
We were both gotten a call on that
one. Yeah. So you haven't gotten your feet yet a little, but just a little bit. And, you know, there are a lot of things, a lot of responsibility.
True.
It's going to be on your plate. How do you feel right now? I know initially, everything's kind of worn off from the night, Thursday night, when you were appointed the brand new sheriff of Rutherford County. Has it set in at all?
It's setting in. I think one of the things, because obviously Thursday night was a lot of mixed feelings.
Yeah.
A lot of elation. Sad because we were forced into the situation that even brought that about. And as I think I said Thursday night, that it, you know, the congratulations from people, but it, I think it's very sad. I really do that we even had to come to this point. But it's sinking in. I know my wife and I, Janice, we've talked about it since then, and you know, kind of that feeling where you look at each other and think, "What have we just done here?" So
yeah, you called me up and cussed me out.
Yeah, I did. I did. But it's sinking in, and I'm anxious. I just got my bond at midnight, mm-hmm. 1 minute after midnight. So actually, today is the first official day where I've been able to act, because we had to wait on that. Mm-hmm. So, but in the meantime, I've had some conversations with some of the fine people that we've got at the sheriff's office, and been very encouraged that in those conversations, and I think we're all looking forward to getting together and starting the progress that we need to make on this.
Well, you know, we had the years prior to year 2010, where the sheriff's department were. It was like a family atmosphere.
True.
And everybody knew what their responsibilities were. And to be perfectly honest with you, and as you know, because you were a major part of it, everybody was doing their job at the highest level. In fact, Rutherford County actually was the flagship for the state of Tennessee.
It was.
Especially for the sheriff's department.
Yes, it was.
And everybody was so impressed with the people that we had there, and even nationally, they won a lot of national awards. But it wasn't one of those places where you step on each other's toes. You really respected each person, each department, respected each other with the highest level. And then when 2010 came, a lot of people at the top level lost their jobs. And a lot of them were reassigned, and everything started changing. And unfortunately, with all the things that's happened since then, you almost see everything starting to wilt away because of the damaging news reports and all that. And it puts everybody in almost a defensive mode and the smoothness and the relationship of the employees, and they're still great people in there. And that's one thing that you mentioned Thursday night that I was very impressed with, is that you're not stepping into a situation that's not an unsolvable situation.
No.
You still have those great people that are going to be there.
Well, you know, I know a lot of the people there.
Yeah.
And have known through the years. And even though I've been gone since early 2013, I was able to maintain, you know, in touch with quite a few people. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the thing with our sheriff's office here that we've always had is that we do have good people.
Mm-hmm.
And in spite of things, and I'll just say that happened, you know, negatively, it's those good people that kept the sheriff's office going.
Yeah.
Now, it may not have been going the way we wanted it to and always, in the direction that we thought it should be going, but, they stayed the course.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, unfortunately, we lost some good people.
Yeah.
And that, I think that's what happens when you get into a situation, where bad management, it always seems that you lose good people, which that happens, but then, you lose motivation of the people that are still there.
Mm-hmm.
And, not everybody's afforded an opportunity where they can go somewhere else. So they have to stay the course. And gosh, thank goodness that they did, because I think they were able to maintain some of what we had.
Yeah.
And I think that's the thing that I tried to convey Thursday night when I was speaking with the commissioners. It's a shame that when you have something negatively that happens and it is caused by one or two or three people, and these people are at the top or in a leadership status, everybody gets tagged with that label. And so it doesn't really matter whether you're a detention officer or you're clerical working in a clerical capacity, or you're the patrol officer deputy on the road, you're tainted in the public's eye, because, well, surely if that's going on, well, then you're a part of that. And that's so untrue and so unfair, because these people did not have any decision in what was going on.
Yeah.
They were stuck in a situation or environment that was not of their making, and obviously they were not in a position to be able to do anything about it. And I think that's the message that I so desperately want the public to understand, that these are good people.
Yeah.
And that is what we're going to work with. These people that are there are men and women of the sheriff's office. I can't do this by myself.
Yeah.
There is no way. It's too big. It's too massive. So it's going to take all of us working together to move this in the direction that we want to go. People have asked me, where are you going to go back to? And my message there is, no, I'm not going back to anything.
Yeah.
We're going to take what we've got and we're going to move it forward in a positive direction. So that's my message that I want to get out.
Being a leader at the Sheriff's Department is really different than any other of the county departments, simply because it has to be structured in a way that the message that you sent down has to be relayed to top supervisors in each one of those sections.
True.
And it's somebody that has to be not only loyal to you, but also loyal to the department and to the county that it serves.
That's true.
And it's not an easy process. And of course, thank goodness you know most of the people that are there, and actually you knew the ones prior to there. So you have that special gift from watching you, that you know how to communicate and you know how the relationship should be from you, who are the ones that has to pass and show what loyalty really means, and that you expect each individual down there to serve at the highest level. And I know you're going to do that.
Well, I mean, no truer words. And I think one of the things that we've missed is that the standard, there has been more than one standard.
Yeah.
And that is the death knell of an organization. You cannot have multi-standards, a standard that applies to your deputy or a standard that applies to your detention officer. It's the same standard. And then you can't have standards set for the people and say, this is what I expect of you, but I don't expect that of me.
Yeah,
I'm above that standard, and these standards don't apply to me. And that's just the opposite. The standard that applies to me should be the same standard that applies to everybody in that organization.
Yeah.
And actually, I should uphold that standard even to a higher degree than they do. How do you expect people to want to do the right thing if you don't do the right thing? Or if you say, I'm not going to hold myself to that standard. And that's the message that you've got to get out to each individual in the organization. And you hit on a great note as far as the supervision at the sheriff's office. They've got to help in this, and yeah. They've got to be the leader with the people that report to them, because they're going to be the ones that's going to be a standard bearer for me. To help get this message. I mean, I've got to talk with the individuals also, but they've got to help me in this regard, and I've got to count very heavily on them to do that.
Unfortunately, the supervision down there in the last few years has been in such disarray, and people, when they work in an organization, they really want to know where they stand.
Sure, they do.
And what is expected of them, don't they?
Oh,
and it can't be just continually floating around.
Well, one of the problems that we've had, if you were seen, and then, I mean, literally, if you were seen speaking to somebody at lunch.
Like me.
Like you.
Mm-hmm.
Or me.
Yeah.
After I wasn't there. Mm-hmm. But you were called into the office and either demoted or at some point in time terminated,
mm-hmm.
You know, something bad was going to happen. And you can't function in that environment. You should be able to speak to whoever you want to. No sheriff should be in a position of authority to where they dictate who your friends are.
Yeah.
You should be free to speak to who you want to. And I'll go so far as to even say you should be free to support who you support. The only thing I ask, when you come to work, let's work together to achieve what we want to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, when it comes time to support, if you support somebody else, you should not have your job in jeopardy because of that. I mean, we can't go waving our banner up and down the hallways. That's just the way it is.
We have a caller on the line, so I guess this will be one of your big supporters or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. And we're going to let them come in and join our conversation. So, caller, welcome aboard with the new sheriff, Mike Fitzhugh.
The new sheriff, Mike Fitzhugh. I'm actually talking to two sheriffs because you know, Truman, that I always refer to you as the sheriff, and I always will.
Thank you, Nick. I think we're talking to Nick Barris.
Yeah, this is Nick with
Channel 5, right?
Yeah, I wanted to call.
Yeah, you're the second one to interview him.
Well, that's it. Listen, you should have it first. I mean, I met Mike, of course, Truman, through you. I mean, all those years
you
back,
did?
You know, when we'd come in and had all the respect for him. And so I got to meet him through you. And then, of course, all this mess we've been going through over the past several years with Robert Arnold. And I just think I just wanted to call and welcome Mike, and I think it's an exciting time right now to see, I hope, the sheriff's department now getting back on the right course. I know you guys both agree with that.
I do. I appreciate you calling and saying that. It means a lot. It really does.
You know, I do have to ask. Now, Sheriff Truman Jones, you always were a bit wary, understandably so, of the media. And I've always appreciated the fact that I thought I was one of the reporters that you sometimes tolerated.
Yes.
And I'm hoping that Mike will do the same.
Well, I'll try, Nick, but the problem is I know you. So.
Hey, Nick, are you still with Channel 4?
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Channel 5 all the way. So
yeah.
Anyway, I just wanted to, I hope we have a good media relationship and we'll always treat the department fairly, but I'm just tickled. I think Mike's a great guy. Mike, just welcome aboard. It's going to be fun covering the department and hopefully having some positive news.
Nick, I appreciate it, and I'll say this to you and anybody in the media, no matter which channel affiliation or which paper or anything, that I view this as I do the public. This is your sheriff's office. And if we're conducting ourselves the way we should be every day, there should be nothing that we should be ashamed of or nothing that we should not be totally, and we've heard the word transparent. I know it's thrown around so many times, but you've got to be transparent in what we're doing. And that's the way that we want to operate. And so we shouldn't be afraid of the media in any form or fashion.
No, I agree, and you shouldn't, and I look forward to a good working relationship as I did with Truman. And Truman, great show as always. Again, thanks for having me on, and hopefully I'll see you soon.
Yeah, and I'll have you on again one day, and I want to find out what you've been doing the last 6 years.
Okay. We'll get together. Well, you guys have a great day and great show, and congratulations again, Mike.
Thank you, Nick. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. We have another caller on the line. So, caller, welcome aboard with Sheriff Mike Fitchue.
Thank you, Truman. Just wanted to say congratulations. Just wanted to say congratulations to you, Mike. I have a lot of respect for you, and I think that you will do a great job.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it so much, and looking forward to getting my feet wet. I think I'll probably be up to my knees pretty quick.
Well, good morning, Regina.
Good morning, Truman.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well.
Good.
As you know, I've worked with Mike in the past, and
yes.
I think he's a stand-up kind of guy, and I think he'll do a good job.
Well, thank you, Regina. What's nice is that you know me and we're still friends.
So. Okay, well, I'll get off the phone so other people can talk.
Thank you, hon. Appreciate it. Bye-bye. All right, caller, welcome aboard with Sheriff Mike Fitchue.
Mike, good morning. Roger Haley.
Roger, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, and I got to tell you, kind of like Nick Ferris said it, Truman has always been my sheriff, but thank goodness we now finally have a sheriff.
Well, thank you.
Wait a minute. You said we now have a sheriff. Does that mean we haven't had one before?
No, I think, Roger, I think you said it well.
You interpreted it right, Truman.
I thought so.
Just so proud of you and Janice. And more than that, I'm proud for what the county, the direction the county can now go in through that department. I know you're going to do a fabulous job. It'll be an ethical job. You just got all the traits that we look for in that type of in a person to fill that position. So,
thank you.
Again, congratulations, and Truman.
Yes, Roger.
You listen to Mike, you might learn something.
It's too late for me, big boy. I'm in the same maybe category you are.
Both of us.
Yeah,
yeah. Roger, I gave up on him a long time ago. So.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
You too, Roger. All right, we have another caller on the line. Caller, welcome aboard with Mike Fitchue, our new sheriff.
Well, hi, Truman.
Hey, hon.
Mike. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're going to do fabulous. You were always very professional when I worked with you and a fair supervisor, and I'm just so excited that you're in office now.
I appreciate it so much. I really do, and those are kind words. I thank you.
Hey, Tammy.
Yes?
What color is your hair this week?
It's red.
Red? Oh, my goodness. Isn't it great to have people that you have known for many, many years? And to me, they were all like my kids. Something special.
Yeah. Hey, Tammy.
Yeah.
You hadn't been down to Smyrna anytime going across funeral possession or anything?
Nope. I haven't.
Okay.
I've been a good girl.
Okay.
Some things are never forgot, are they?
No, they're not. Hey, but it was an honest mistake.
But a funny one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Leave it to me. Oh. Okay, you guys, I'll let other people call in.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you, honey.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Bye bye.
If nobody knows what we're talking about.
No.
I had a call from somebody at one of the funeral homes and said, one of your cars just ran through one of our possessions. And I said, no. I said, that's not possible. And they said, yeah, it happened. And I said, can you tell me something about the car and the person in it? And they said, well, he was a blonde-headed lady. And I said, oh, no. All right. We got another caller on the line. Caller, welcome aboard with Sheriff Mike Fitzhugh.
This is Leland Jennings.
Hey, Leland.
Our neighbor.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm up and going to work out, and you got to go to work.
I did. I beat you up this morning, I think.
That was because he had to eat early.
Leland, I just want to congratulate you.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate that, and I appreciate your friendship and having a good neighbor that can watch the house for me. So.
I'll do that.
I know that. So thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Well, I'll hang up.
All right, later. Take care, will you? Bye.
Those are some great phone calls, and it has to make you feel good. You know, all the responsibility is hanging on you, but you have a lot of people that are supporting you, and not just inside the department. A lot of people outside of the department know you and know what they are going to be able to expect from you as far as making the place one of the better law enforcement agencies anywhere in the country.
Yeah, I think so, and I guess that's always gratifying to know, you know, what good friends that you've got, and sometimes, and I guess shame on me, but you take them for granted.
We all do.
And you don't really
but
stop.
But we still love them.
Still love them, and you don't stop and really think about it. And then you have something that like this that reminds you, you know, gosh, what really good friends they are. So it's great.
You know, the people actually watch what you do probably more than any other department head.
Frightening, isn't it?
It is frightening because you live in a glass boat.
Yeah.
And over the years, one of the things that has made me feel so great as far as being in that particular job is people will come up and tell you how much they appreciate what you've been doing and the people that work at the sheriff's office has been doing. And I know that having the relationship that we've always had up until 2010, as far as with all the people that we worked with and the type of determination that they had in each department to make sure that they were doing the best job possible in those particular areas, it's the most gratifying thing that I can think of. And you're going to be able to harvest all that attention and respect that I was very fortunate enough to have during that particular time. And it's going to be something that it's actually hard to even put into words how people actually reach out to you and make a difference in your life. It's hard for me to relate back to you what you're getting ready to have.
Well, I know what you're talking about in a small sense.
Yeah.
And just in a few days, as far as talking with people and people mm-hmm. coming up and whatnot, and it's a very humbling.
It is
in the sense of the what they have to say to you and their desires and their well wishes and whatnot. And it does give you pause to make you stop and think. And,
yeah.
It puts a lot of pressure on you to make sure that you live up to,
mm-hmm.
Their wishes and their hopes and their standards. And I think that's one of the things that we have to really stop and think about. I've tried to express this, and somehow we lose sight that this is not my sheriff's office,
mm-hmm.
and it belongs to the citizens, and this is who puts a sheriff in office. And as I expressed to the commission the other night, it's regardless of how a sheriff gets there, you're responsible and your boss is the public. And we somehow through the years have forgotten that, that's who we serve, but that's who our boss is. And while I'm saying this, one thing I wished you would do, and I know commissioners get a lot of flack back and forth of good and the bad and what happens, and they get blamed for a lot of things that goes on. But I wish that every citizen in this county would pick up the phone or write a short message or email the commission and Mayor Burgess and thank them for the tasks that they have gone through, because I'm going to tell you, I've worked 46 years, and I have never in 46 years gone through an interview process that I have just gone through. It wasn't easy, and they took you to task, as they should have, and they asked some very tough questions. I don't think that a one of them just took this and just said, hey, this is what, you know, I think they honestly considered what each candidate had. And we had 12 good candidates.
Yeah.
I met some I had not known before. And, these are some good men. But please let your committee, I know they get all the negative when something goes wrong, but you really need to call these people, and let them know and thank them for what they've gone through, because it was not easy, believe me.
You're going to have your share of negatives, big boy.
Oh, I know. I already have. So.
It's just starting.
Yeah, I already have. Yeah. And you know, it's hard not to be affected by the negative.
Yeah.
I think we're all
it's
human.
It's impossible.
Yeah, we're human in that respect. Yeah. But I try to look at the message that's in that and see what I can glean out of that and see what I can take to heart. And, you know, do I need to change something I'm doing, or do I need to look at something differently from what I'm doing? I don't have all the answers.
Yeah.
But I do really listen to the people around me, and I listen to the public. I don't expect everybody's going to agree with me.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. I mean, I can wish and hope all day long, but it's not going to happen. And I know there's going to be people that disagree with me. There's people that disagreed with this decision Thursday night. And I know that. But I tried very hard to listen to the message of those that were not in agreement with me, because there's a valuable lesson there. And I think there's something that we can take away from any situation and try to turn it to a positive, if nothing else, on how we live our life. So
I was impressed Thursday night with the way that you handled yourself. And when you spoke, I guess, was it Tuesday night?
The interview.
Oh,
yes.
I was so impressed with the initial speech that you had, and I was just absolutely sitting on the edge of my seat, and that was a big difference. But we got callers on the line. I want to go back to the county commission, but
okay.
let's talk to our callers. Caller, welcome aboard with Sheriff Mike Fitchhugh.
Thank you, Truman. I am a lifelong resident of Murfreesboro. I went to high school with Mr. Fitchhugh's daughter, and I've heard lovely. I don't know Mr. Fitchhugh, and I don't know you, but I have heard lovely things about Mr. Fitchhugh, and I'm very, very excited for him becoming our interim sheriff. I feel very comfortable with the leadership, knowing his daughter. His daughter's a wonderful person.
Well, thank you. If you're listening to her, she might be a little prejudiced. So. But I really appreciate that. I've got a fine family, and they are in total support, because you know nobody can do this without that support. And so I'm just very fortunate that I've got the support of family.
I have known her since probably fourth or fifth grade. And so, like I said, I'm very excited. So I just wanted to congratulate you and wish you luck.
Well, thank you so much. I really do appreciate that.
All right. We have another caller on the line. Caller, welcome aboard with Sheriff Mike Fitchhugh.
Good morning, Truman.
Good morning, Terry.
Good morning to you, Mike.
Terry, how are you?
Fine. I just called in to congratulate you. I'm so proud of you. I've always had a lot of respect for you, Mike.
Thank you.
And I'm going to be praying for your success, and I know you'll do a good job on straightening the department out.
Well, I appreciate that so much. I really do. Thank you.
I really enjoyed your acceptance speech, Mike. Very well said.
Well, thank you. I hope that I conveyed to the public, but also to the commissioners, that you know, I heard the message from everybody, and I really appreciate you saying so.
Okay. Well, congratulations again, and I'm going to get off and listen to you.
All thank right. you, Terry. Thank appreciate you, Terry. It, appreciate Mr. Terry Malone. Uh-huh. All right, another caller on the line. Caller, welcome aboard with Sheriff Mike Fitchew. Hello?
Yes, sir, Mr. Truman.
Yes,
Hello?
Sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Just wanted to also mention that this process was all made possible by 12 citizens who went out on a limb, took on the local government.
No question.
Successful.
12 brave citizens, I might add, that had the fortitude to carry this through. And I've got to say that without that, we wouldn't be here today. So we all owe them a great big thanks. And it's my fault for not mentioning that. So I'm glad you did.
Thanks, sir. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. Got another caller on the line. Caller, welcome aboard with Mike Fitchew.
Hey, good morning, Truman. This is retired Officer Peach.
Hey, Dick, how are you?
What are you doing?
hey, congratulations, Mr. Mike.
Dick, thank you so much. That means a lot coming from you.
I miss seeing y'all at the MTSU games. I hadn't been able to go lately.
Well, we had in the last two. We've missed them, so we need to get back into that.
Yeah, but anyway, I just want to say I got a selfish request. I'd like to see our SRO division brought back up to our status that we used to have. I sure appreciate if you'd work on that.
Will do.
Amen to that, Dick.
Yeah. Anyway, I just want to say congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dick. Appreciate it.
All right. We got another caller on the line. Caller, welcome aboard with Sheriff Mike Fitchew.
Hello?
Yes. Yes. Welcome aboard.
Hey, John L. Beatty.
Hey, John L.
John, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Mike, and I just want to congratulate you and your family. And all, he was talking about his daughter and all how nice he is, but his daddy was a fine person,
yes.
too.
Yes, he was.
Thank you.
And from the leadership and knowledge and all that you gained, the way to conduct yourself, Rutherford County is in a very positive position right now.
Well, thank you.
And I'm proud of y'all.
I appreciate you mentioning my dad. He instilled a lot in me, and I watched him through the years, and I hope I learned a lot from him.
Right. Well, watching your interviews and where you conducted, you have.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Luck to you. If you need anything I can do, just holler.
Well, you may see more of me than you want to. So.
Hey, John L.
Yes, sir.
Would you have Marshall call me? That thing we were talking about is on, and I need to talk to him about a couple of things.
Okay.
We're talking about the Grove.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
I'll pass that on.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank y'all.
Right. Thanks, John.
Appreciate See you, John. It. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Sheriff Mike Fitchew.
Northside Healthcare.
Nothing is more important to us than delivering the excellent health care that you or your loved ones deserve.
I love what I do. I've been doing it 42 years, and this is what I love to do.
I think Northside is a great place to be.
I've been treated real well. Everyone bends over backwards to help me and to do things I need. I've just fallen in love with everybody.
Get well, live well at Northside Healthcare on East MTCS Drive beside Middle Tennessee Christian School.
Let's go sell something. Comus Montgomery Realty and Auction Company has been in business for over 40 years. We are a family-owned company in our third generation, located right here in Middle Tennessee. We specialize in online and live auction, residential, commercial, farmland, personal property, and more. Check out some of our upcoming auctions throughout Middle Tennessee.
Absolute Auction, featuring vacant commercial lot near I-24 at 2638 Merchants Walk in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Bid now, online or on location, Thursday, January 26th at 11 o'clock a.m.
If you would like your property marketed worldwide and sold quickly, give us a call today to book your auction, 615-895-0078, or see us on the web at comusmontgomery.com.
Slick Pig Barbecue. Right now, they're celebrating their 21st anniversary. Great new seating inside, plus a covered outside dining area.
Same recipes, same cooking.
We're over here at the Slick Pig talking with Jerry Robinson.
We've added on some extra seating. On Wednesdays, we have a catfish buffet from 4 to 8 p.m.
Well, come on, folks. I'm telling you, it's a Slick Pig Barbecue. 1920 East Main. You're going to love the pig.
There's nothing more important than home, family, and the ones you love. At MFA Oil Propane, we couldn't agree more. We're honored to deliver the best, most reliable, and affordable propane so you can relax and enjoy the important things. Get your propane when you need it from those who are safety trained and ready to protect what matters most. Give your family the best with MFA Oil Propane. Go to keepwarm.com to learn more. That's keepwarm.com for ways to make your life easier.
Do you remember the old Hollywood Video Store next door to Walgreens on Mercury Boulevard? Well, you won't recognize it anymore. It's now the second location for Heritage South Community Credit Union to open a branch in Murfreesboro. If you're looking for an affordable and personal financial institution, Heritage South might be the right fit for you. Membership's open to anyone who lives, works, worships, or attends school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall counties. Stop by today and ask about their free checking or their streamlined mobile app, or just for a great cup of coffee. Heritage South Community Credit Union opens branch number 2 next to Walgreens near the intersection of Mercury Boulevard and Middle Tennessee Boulevard. Member NCUA.
A Cannon County murder. I'm Ron Jordan, News Radio, WGNS. Two people have died while another remains hospitalized after a Saturday night incident on Choctaw Drive in Woodbury. Tennessee Bureau of Investigation says 42-year-old David Wooten was found shot dead at the scene. The women, identified as 19-year-old Elizabeth Clement and 28-year-old Laura Jastry, were taken to Vanderbilt University Medical Center for treatment. Clement succumbed to her injuries Sunday night. Anybody with any information has been urged to call the TBI. You'll find their number on WGNSradio.com. Murfreesboro NAACP President Katie Wilson says the annual Martin Luther King Jr. celebration at the Patterson Community Center offers a full afternoon of free activities about the civil rights movement.
We will be sponsoring the program inside Patterson Park Community Center, so please come out and celebrate with the young people from elementary school to MTSU. They will be showcasing their talent.
Middle Tennessee State University will continue its long-running and successful run of hosting state championships for select high school sports at its facilities, following last week's decision by the TSSAA. Their Board of Control voted to extend the contract with the Rutherford County Chamber of Commerce to host Spring Fling through the next classification cycle, which runs through 2021. The Chamber has estimated Spring Fling brings in about $3.5 million in tourism to the local economy as it draws thousands of visitors from throughout the region every year. MTSU's popular Rape Aggression Defense class will continue this spring with a new 5-week session for safety-conscious women on and around the MTSU campus beginning February 1st. The free classes are Wednesdays from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. through March 1st. I'm Ron Jordan, News Radio WGNS.
Brought to you by Ace Construction of Tennessee.
Ace Construction is properly licensed, insured, and bonded for your protection.
Kenny Bell with AceConstructionTN.com.
Why choose WG Financial Group to handle your retirement? Because we provide objective advice and concierge service, investments, insurance, retirement planning, all at one location. We also partner with qualified attorneys and CPAs to provide complete financial strategies for our clients. We use a variety of investment and insurance products to custom design retirement plans that can give clients a clear look at their future. And we help you stay on the path toward financial independence. If you don't want to do it yourself and want to work with a local team to create a financial strategy for your future, give us a call, 800-624-2424. 800-624-4849. That's 800-624-4849. Would you rather get retirement advice from some TV show host who doesn't know anything about you, or someone local like chartered financial consultant Chris Wallace and his team at WG Financial Group? 800-624-4849. Chris Wallace is an investment advisor representative and insurance professional. Investing involves risk, including the possible loss of principal. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
Weatherwise.
Heavy spotty rain showers here for this afternoon with mostly cloudy skies, a high around 70, and winds out of the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Right now, 54.
Premier Six Theater on Broad and Jackson Heights, showing all of your favorite movies. Call their hotline, 896-4100, or go see a movie.com. Popcorn pop fresh daily. Their movie hotline, 896-4100, or go see a movie.com. Premier Six on Broad and Jackson Heights.
WGNS, Murfreesboro.
The Truman Show on News Radio WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450. Online and on your phone at WGNSradio.com.
And welcome back with Sheriff Mike Fitzhugh. And we were talking, or you were talking about, actually, the County Commission earlier. And of course, I was there during that entire process, and I was very impressed with the way they did it. A lot of times when you see situations like this, they're orchestrated, and usually those decisions have been made prior
True.
To ever starting. But they did such a great job, and some of them stayed the course as far as voting for their particular
sure,
candidate
sure.
that they wanted. But I noticed as more information was coming in, there was some switching around, and they were thinking about some of the things that were being said and the direction that they would go as far as having someone from outside the department and then someone with the experience inside the department.
Sure.
And they all had viewpoints that could have been considered as far as they were concerned about what they wanted to happen or wanted to see happen. But the thing that struck a chord with me was that the people that are at the Sheriff's Department now, most of them are really great officers and people in warrants or corrections
sure.
or whatever. And I think that was, I was happy to see it come out in the open about how lucky we are to have those people. And to be perfectly honest with you, without them there, the whole department would have sunk and it would have been a tragedy. And to have somebody come in and start manipulating all those people with all the experience that they have had and what they have done for the community would have been a tragedy for me.
Well, you know, I understood and I perfectly still understand. And I'm going to say this now. And of course, it came down to Dale Armour and I on the very last vote.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we would not have been hurt. With Dale. Dale is an excellent choice, fine man, and I think the world of him.
Mm-hmm.
But I understood the commissioner's concern about an inside versus outside, and I understood that whole discussion. And I think the thing that impressed me most is I never got the feel from any of the commissioners through this process that anybody was unwilling to listen.
Yeah.
That they were made up in their mind that so much so that they just weren't going to listen to what was being said.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I was very impressed with, of course, we were not present during discussions because we were sequestered. So we did
right.
not have any idea what was going on or questions that were asked of other individuals. Obviously, I've gone back and looked at the taped part of it later on. And I think the thing that impressed me was the questions were good questions.
Mm-hmm.
They were not off the wall questions or questions that you scratch your head and wonder, what are we talking about? So that impressed me. And then even when we were allowed, the four of us, in on the final nominations, and the commissioners had an opportunity between votes to get up and make a statement about who they were supporting, there was no derogatory comments made about any candidate. And I'll have to say I was very impressed and I was very proud, because I thought the whole process was conducted extremely fairly. Mm-hmm. And you can't always say that when you get into to something like this. So, and that's why I was saying thank them for what they went through, because I think they did it right. That's my message. Men and women, you mentioned, I've mentioned that before. Gosh, we can't do without them.
So. Yeah. You know, how was it when the four of you were sequestered? And I know that in the law enforcement community, there's a lot of respect for each individual.
There is.
And it has to be, because it's almost like in the military, in the war zone, you have to count on each other every day. And it's something about having somebody's back and doing it in the right way that has been so fortunate around here. And I think with the leadership that you're going to have, and I know the leadership that you're going to have, you're going to convey that throughout the department. And it's amazing how that does work for attitudes in a department, because that's what's going to make them be able to operate at their highest level. True. And knowing that they respect you and they want to do a great job for
True.
You.
You know, that's all I ask, is that we work together to improve the office, work together to make the citizens proud of their office and what we've got there. And, you know, the commissioners and the mayor, they've been through quite a ordeal in the last six
Probably.
Years.
No telling how many phone calls they got.
I can't even imagine. And so... our mission is to make this so well run and so positive that the citizens are happy with what we're doing, and the commission, who represents the citizens, because, you know, we stop and think, we're all elected by the same people.
Yeah.
So we've got the same boss, and their job is to oversee for the citizens what we all do. And, it's an important job. So that's our goal, is make it a good place to work, but one that we're doing what the citizens and the governmental body wants. And, of course, you know, we've got to talk about the other agencies. Mm-hmm. We've got to have a spirit of cooperation with them, and we haven't always had that. So we have I've talked with some from the other agencies, not everybody. Mm-hmm. So I want to reestablish, I guess is a good way of putting it, those ties that are so important. We've got to rely on each other, no question.
I think that you've always exhibited that type of relationship with all the people that are involved, with making sure you have to work as a team in the law enforcement community. And it's just not in our county. It pretty much spreads all across the state of Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And I've had FBI agents tell me in the past that it was such a pleasure to come into Rutherford County and work with our department, because we were always willing to help them. And these are people that operate at the highest level.
Yeah.
So the friendship just doesn't extend here. It's pretty much across the country. And when you're able to work together like that, when you respect each other and you know everything is going to be just as straight as it can be, it makes a big difference. And I remember your dad well.
Mm-hmm.
And just loved him to death. And some of the things that we would talk about would be some of the things that we're talking about now. And I know that you're a chip off of the old block. There's no doubt about it. You not only just look like him, but in a lot of respects, you think about some of the things that he does. And I remember when he was running the airport here and then in Nashville, I never, ever heard anybody say anything negative about Steve Fitzhugh. Never. I mean, he was just somebody that was really, really special.
I think Dad's gift, and I really think it was a gift. Dad was a people person.
Yes, he was.
I honestly don't think that Dad, if he ever met somebody he didn't like, he covered it up very well, because I'd never heard him say anything bad about anybody. And of course, if you're around somebody that much, I guess, you know, you just hope that you picked up the good qualities that him. I truly miss him. I miss my mother. So,
Ann.
So,
sweet as she could be.
Yep.
Just got a text from Mo Brown.
Okay. Hey, Mo.
And she said to make sure that I tell you congratulations.
Well, thank you, Mo.
And she's so happy that you're in that office.
I appreciate you, Mo. We need to go on a ride along.
Yeah. Well, with Mo calling in and congratulating you, you may just lost a bunch of votes.
I may have, but don't hold that against me.
Yeah, yeah. If you had something to say to all the people who made phone calls for you and convinced a number of county commissioners, I'm sure, to go your way, because they know the type of person that you are and the type of leadership abilities that you have. And from what I can understand, there were quite a few people who made those calls,
yes,
or text or whatever,
sure,
they are. What do you say to people like that? Uh-oh, we're being invaded. I don't know if Nick Barris or not knows it or not, but Channel 2 just walked in here trying to interrupt my conversation.
Yeah. Nick, you started out as number one, you dropped to two, and now you've dropped to three. So,
to Larry Flowers,
yeah,
of all people.
I don't know
people.
About you, Nick.
Yeah.
You know, anything you say feels so inadequate,
mm-hmm,
to
I know how you feel.
What you want to express to all these people. You can't by yourself accomplish what you need to accomplish in talking to a large number of people.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where people who believe in you and believe in what you want to do and know you, who you really are, because mm-hmm, these are the people, they see you every day or they interface with you and they know how you think. Not when you're in a situation in the public and so forth, but mm-hmm, just when you're day to day. Thank you seems so inadequate when you talk to people like that, that I want to say have your back because they've got your back.
Mm-hmm.
Not being able to adequately express it, a hearty, hearty thank you, because this would never have happened, never. In my wildest imagination, would this have ever happened if it had not been for your calls, your emails, your letters, your words of encouragement, not only to me, but to my wife and to my family. So thank you, thank you, thank you. It really is great to have that feeling, to know that you got friends that they'll support you in this fashion.
Just got another text. Push it. You can see it's from Dr. Dan Rudd, one of my old buddies. Just love him to death. I tell you what, that man has done as much or more in our community than just about anybody I know. There's a lot of people that are out here still walking and enjoying life thanks to Dan Rudd. Right. I mean, he's unbelievable. And he does the medical.
He does the medical.
Yeah.
And I'm one of these that's walking around because of Dan Rudd. So
join the club.
I really special relationship. And let me say this to you, Dan. Thank you so much, because coming from you, it means a lot, because I know you probably know me better than anybody. So.
I can hear him saying, unfortunately, right now. I think I heard that from him. But he has, a lot of people don't realize, he's not only given the county great medical coverage as far as the jail and the workhouse, but he has done so well as far as taking care of everybody, not only there, but outside.
Yes.
That,
yes.
And I have so many close friends that they've just absolutely love him to death.
Well, he's a... very knowledgeable, very giving man, and not only from a doctor standpoint, but I have thoroughly enjoyed our friendship. So that's great.
You know, You're costing me a lot of money this morning. I'm getting a ton of text messages on my phone so you can read it. Are you going to give everybody your phone number, your personal phone number out in Rutherford County?
Well, what's so funny? They've already got it. And what's so funny is it's not a published number, and I'm getting calls on it, and I don't know how these people, obviously we need them to work for us because they've got pretty good investigative skills of being able to get my number. But
well, now this one is Sarah Bell, Gordon and Sarah
Gordon
Bell.
Sarah Bell, yes,
yeah. And you talking about? We were talking about going out on mission trips and things like that at our church Sunday. And Sarah Bell is right at the top of that list. She goes to South Dakota every year, and all the mission trips and
super,
helping the people on the reservations and building houses
and everything,
make sure that they're on the, maybe give them a little extra incentive maybe to follow Jesus and things like that. So
good,
they really
good work.
Yeah, they really do an unbelievable thing.
Thank you, Sarah. Appreciate it.
Yes. Yeah. Anything else you want to say, Sarah? You know that you've got 3 votes in that house.
Keep them coming.
You got Sarah, Gordon,
and
the little ghost that comes and visits them now and then, especially when I'm over there. So
I've heard about
it. I think you just lost 20 votes when they think I'm a nut.
Yeah.
So you're going to be drawn right in there with me. So
yeah.
that's okay.
Sometimes associating with you is not a good thing, is it?
No. Did you want to say hello to your sister, Robbie, and Mike over in Auburntown? Of course, she can't vote for you, so she's over in the wrong area.
Well, Robbie and Mike, this is for you. I know if we're on and you don't get mentioned, you get really upset with me. So I do want to make sure that I mention you, Robbie. Hello, and tell Mike hello also. So.
Have you mentioned Janice?
I did mention Janice, and she said she didn't want to be mentioned, but I did mention that's my lovely wife, and she's the one that keeps me going and has been a rock throughout this. And very honestly, hadn't been for her, there was no way I could have made it through this. So,
yeah. So
she's been good. And I've got to say, as far as my children, and we've got a bunch. And
yes, you do.
A bunch of grandchildren, and they've all been tremendously supportive. And it's just good. Big families are fun, and we enjoy it, and we have a good time. So I send it out to them because they have supported me all the way through this.
Have you reached out to them to tell them what type of responsibilities they're going to have now? As far as you being the sheriff.
Yes.
And they're living in a glass bowl right now, like you are.
I think maybe they haven't realized that totally, but we've tried to reach out and express to them that, you never know who's looking and who's watching.
This is a call, and I think I'll answer it for you.
Okay.
Someone called wanting to know about his leadership team, and will Keith Lowry remain? And I can answer that by saying that you're going through it right now. You're going to study the department, and you're going to you'll have your own team in there, and there'll be people that you can rely on. Their leadership ability, their loyalty to the department and to the community. And one thing you want to add.
Yeah, and I will add this, since the question is specific and is the only decision that I've made, is Keith and I have been together for the last few days. And, of course, obviously I wasn't in a position to make any moves from a sheriff standpoint, but I have told Keith to, breathe a sigh of relief and everything, and I am going to keep Keith on the team. So, for those of you who support Keith, he's been invaluable to me the last several days. I've known Keith for quite a while, worked with him in other capacities. I think Keith got handed a big mess and has done an admirable job in what he has been able to do in a short period of time. So in answer to that, yes. And Keith and I've already talked about that. So, I'm not telling any secrets on that. So Keith will stay with me.
You know, it's admirable the way he's handled all this, because he threw his name in there.
Yes.
And saying that he was only wanting to stay for up until the next election.
Correct. Uh-huh.
And he wanted to keep the ship floating and not sinking during that particular time. He stood by what he said, and he said that he would be available to you. He wasn't asking anything. He would be available to you as needed.
Well,
in this process.
I think that's what really impressed me about Keith is he's been very open, has not asked for the first thing, very open in letting me know what's been going on and letting me know what he's been faced with, letting me know the decisions that he's made and why he made them, and good decisions. I apologize to Keith in the sense that I felt sorry for him for what he was thrust into.
Yeah.
A very hard and difficult situation, but believe me, his heart is in the right place. And, he's if you want to say faithful and loyal servant, he is a servant to the public and a servant to that sheriff's office. And, he has done them well. So I shout out to Keith. He's done super.
Well, we've run out of time, so anything, last thing you want to say, because you're going to be in the media and all that stuff for a while now.
We've got a big job ahead of us. I know sometimes in this situation people expect the things to just turn around immediately. Please, you know, give us a little time, because we've got a tremendous job out there. And it's going to come. It's going to happen. But, you know, be patient with us to some extent and give us some time to do the things that we need to do. We want to do it right, and we want to do it properly.
Amen to that. And we got the best man that we could have.
Thank you.
All right, guys. We will see you in the morning at 9 o'clock, and we'll have Greg Tucker on. We may even talk about Mike in the morning.
Uh-oh.
See you then.